Finally today, Mardi Gras. I know it's not till next Tuesday, but if you're in Haiti, it's already party time. In the southern city of Jacmel, for instance, lots of parties there and parades and dancing to local sounds like compa and rara. Popular Haitian musicians performed on Jacmel's carnival concert stage this past weekend. Also there, Régine Chassagne and Wynn Butler. They're the power couple behind Montreal alt-rock band Arcade Fire. If you ask Régine, they were basically there to have fun.
I don't know. Where do we fit in? We're just celebrating and offering what we have. So we're a band, so we're going to play music. So that's what we're bringing to the party. Some people bring food. Well, we bring music.
Régine Chassagne of Arcade Fire there, speaking to reporter Marissa Neff, who was in Jacmel for the early festivities. And Marissa tells me there's more to the Arcade Fire and Haiti story than just fun.
Régine's family, her parents actually fled Haiti in the 60s, and she has long wanted to go down there and went down there several years ago. And the band has actually had a partnership with an NGO called Partners in Health, and they've been going down and doing work with them. And actually, they started donating $1 per concert ticket to Partners in Health.
And for Régine, it sounds like it's also very personal.
It is. It is. She went down there for the first time after her mother passed away. And she really felt like it was just this very cathartic experience. And it felt very familiar to her as well.
My parents, especially my mom, had such a traumatic experience leaving in the 60s because she had people from her family killed, so she never wanted to go back. Even though I had never set foot here, I could really relate to it, and it just made me realize how much you can absorb from just your parents. It was basically exactly how I imagined it.
So we're going to hear right now, Marissa, what Arcade Fire got up to in Jacmel, Haiti. Set the scene for us, Marissa. Who else was on stage in Jacmel with them?
The group Simbi Roots joined them on stage, and that's an all-female rah-rah band. And they were wearing all kinds of colorful skirts and playing vuvuzela-esque horns. And that's rah-rah music is the music that you really hear on the streets during Jacmel Carnival. And it's just raucous and loud, and you can't help but dance and get involved.
Full-on introduction for Rara for the members of Arcade Fire in Jacmel, Haiti. Reporter Marissa Neff in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, at the airport getting ready to leave. You've been well-dosed on Carnival this year. I think, Marissa, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.
Yeah, nothing works.